There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino Loaded. 3-hour program coming up this morning. Matt Youmans on the show in 45 minutes. He is off to a rip-roaring start in two football contests in the NFL. 16-4 and 15-5 in two of his entries. We'll go, find out what he likes this weekend on a couple of plays. Paul Stone, 90 minutes on college football. Ross Tucker on the show, as is Adam Chernoff, in 2.5 hours. We'll see what he likes maybe a little bit early this week in the National Football League. And last night, boy, the 49ers looked terrific. And I don't know, Shanahan absolutely owns McVay. They got the job done yet again. And the Rams are certainly broken a little bit at this point. I mean, the offensive line, the injuries, they're decimated. That didn't help going up again. And they, but here's the thing, I've said this for years with the Rams. The Rams are the team, they're the bully, right? They love to punch you in the mouth. They cannot stand it when a team hits them back in the mouth, and they bully the bully, right? And this is the one team in the league that consistently says, okay, you want to get bloody? Come on, let's go, because you're not as strong as us.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
How they've owned them? And Shanahan owns McVay? Incredible. And this goes back to week one, too. I mean, he's throwing to Kupp and Higbee, and that's it. He doesn't even look at Robinson. Doesn't even look at him. There was a great tweet about, hey, he's getting some cardio in on a Monday night in Northern California. I mean, just running his routes, and Stafford doesn't even look at Robinson's direction.
There were some spots last night, by the way, that Robinson could have been open for some big gainers. Not his head.
Nope.
He's looking over here. Robinson's over here, like wide open. No chance he saw him.
Yeah. That team last night, that could be the team that could challenge Philly in the NFC.
Well, I thought I'm not panicking over this team. They're probably the second best team in the NFC.
Well, you just see how much talent they have. I mean, the seven sacks, it's what just, they did, harassing him all game, the talent they have on offense. I'll ask you, that quick throw that they have, if it's designed and blocked properly, the quick throw to Debo, how do you stop that?
Well,
that
I mean,
get you 7-8 yards every time.
He is a true joy to watch, is he not?
Yeah.
I love this dude.
Loves the yak.
He, I mean, I was racking my brain last night. In recent memory, where does Debo rank in terms of once you get the guy the ball, the yak? Who's been better than him over recent years with the yards after the catch? I mean, he's at the very top of the list. We've had some other guys that have been terrific. Tyreek Hill's awesome after the catch as well. He's playing right now, obviously. But this guy, his on that touchdown where he just goes up and he yanks it away from the defender, kind of Jimmy, I mean, if that's a little bit lower, that's a pick and who knows how far that goes back. He breaks an immediate tackle, and then when he goes to the right side of the field, he's kind of aiming for Jalen Ramsey, and in his head, he's like, this dude's not going to tackle me. And he kind of just like, yep, caroms right off him and yep, ping-pongs into the end zone.
Yep.
That was nuts.
Beautiful touchdown. Bad beat, longest touchdown under. I mean, feel free to make a tackle, though, but that's but the power running game, playing defense, you know, Shanahan's so damn conservative, though. Again, he kicks from the one-yard line.
I got to tell you, and this happened in real time.
God.
The play call, and Kittle could not get the foot down. I hated the play call.
Oh, sure.
Line.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Just, I said it, I'm like, what are you doing right now with Garoppolo?
Right. Third and goal from the one, you run that play?
Brutal play call by Shanahan.
Takes the delay of game and kicks. I know, after what he did in the NFC title game.
Yeah, same thing.
But that's they have a tough schedule coming up, but now this is fun. The whole division's 2-2, right? And the Rams have issues. And going back, now they play again in a month in Los Angeles, and the 49er Nation will take over again in that stadium.
I don't like the NFL doing that.
Well, you at least wait a month. It's not back.
Well, I know. I wish that we would get it like later on in the year, post Thanksgiving or something, closer to the end of the regular season. That's just me, though.
Right, but that's between this running game and dealing with all the injuries that they have, and that's fun to watch. And that's a fun football team, but you just see it's just an embarrassment of riches with all the talent that they have.
You can't score
on
this
team.
So many
weapons. I mean, they don't even look to Kittle either. More of a great blocker.
Yeah,
but you know, Kittle will take his two catches and go home. Take the win.
They're 2-2 in their two losses. What they gave up 19 to the Bears in a slop fest.
Right.
And the Bears were doing nothing the entire game until it broke open on them.
Well, you mentioned it yesterday. The first half scoring margin. What is it now? 48-6 or something?
Yeah, they've allowed six points
in the first
all year
half.
Long in the first half, which is incredible. Yeah. So another first half under last night. And in the other loss, they gave up 11 to the Broncos. So it's like teams are getting suffocated by this defense.
Yep.
And look no further than last night. And in terms of the Rams overall, I mean, it is Kupp and Higbee and nothing else, like you said. How about this? I never would have guessed this. Just because it seems like Cooper Kupp gets, you know, 15 targets or more every single game, they are 1-5 when he has 15-plus targets in his career, 0-2 so far this season. So he had the 19 targets last night. Higbee was huge, and we pointed that out yesterday. I did not bet Higbee, and I really wanted to... right away in that game, I'm like three catches on the first drive. I'm like, yeah, I want that one back.
Yeah,
because he's been really, really good in this series, and the Niners are a little bit susceptible maybe to the tight end, and they showcased that last night. Did the Rams?
Yeah, Rams no running game in the next three games at home. The bye week is in there before the San Francisco game. You cash your prop, better late than pregnant. But again, that he should have had four interceptions.
Oh, easily.
Shame on the NFL that guy won a Super Bowl. I don't know how.
Shame on the Packers last year.
Sure. Well, they were the four seed, somehow got to host the NFC title game as the four seed.
Yeah.
Had no business beating the 49ers. And then don't see Allen, don't see Mahomes get the Bengals in the Super Bowl at home.
Don't have to go to Lambeau.
Right.
All of that combined.
And they got housed in Lambeau earlier in the year.
Yes, they did.
That's right. So that's Stafford. I mean, he should have had four interceptions.
You're going to have to live with that one for the rest of your life.
I know. It drives me crazy.
It's going to eat you alive. Yeah.
I mean, I like what Joe Osborne tweeted. From covers, he's Cousins in a better situation. I can't argue. Absolutely.
Well, fell into a lot of luck last year.
Oh, yeah. But
there's no doubt they did.
And how about you can't even compare them to Goff is having a much better year this season. That's what's funny about it. No, they made the right trade.
Yeah.
But still, the numbers Goff has put up, and you see how lousy Stafford's playing
this
year.
I will say that at this point, though, the Lions have better weapons than the Rams. Lions have a much better offensive line. The running backs don't, I mean, they're not even comparable.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The dual running backs there.
I also would say, give Aaron Rodgers Kupp and Robinson.
Oh,
and
I know.
And talk to me, too.
Oh, I know.
It's not like,
yeah.
Not like he doesn't know where to throw to.
How about last night, too? I'm getting killed with these teaser legs in the NFL.
Oh, I know.
It made sense, right? Going back, specifically road teams, when you're teasing up beyond 7 on a low total with the game, which is 41.5, 42 right around there. And that can't come in. I don't think I've cashed a 2-team 6-point teaser yet on the season. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
So that leg was no good. The Broncos leg was no good. That missed by half a point. And then there was another one in there, I think, that kind of qualified this weekend, too, that was no good. So, but you want to say this right now with the millions contest out here?
Yeah, I like Derek and Mike. They're great people. But I think Dustin thinks maybe this could just take off even more with Survivor. But after what happened last night, I don't think I can do Circa Millions again. I mean, I always say 1,000 monkeys in a room. How about 5,000 monkeys in a room? One of them will write Shakespeare. Carmine Bianco from Wager Talk, from pronouncing that right, Polish kid from the neighborhood. He goes 18-1-1 and has to split the money. Think about that.
Yeah.
Of the top flight, I think, also 18-1. 18-1-1. Split the quarterly. Five people also go 18-2 to boot. That's 18 ATS, folks. Think about that, How tough this is. And then someone goes 2-18 with the booby. 2-18 ATS, which might be more impressive. But the poor guy goes 18-1-1. They whack up. They both get 106,000, I think. He did a 15,000 small hedge on Niner money line. The opponent had the Niners. If the Rams get there, Carmine gets it himself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He goes 18-1-1 and can't even take down the whole thing. He's got to split.
And by the way, that's for the first quarterly here, and that will probably happen every single quarterly.
Just so strength in numbers.
You're going to whiff on cashing with 17-3.
17-3.
Will not move the sticks.
You believe that? You get a set of steak knives. How about that?
That's exactly what you got to do.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And then the 2-18 with the booby to boot. Just incredible.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible. Hell of a job handicapping.
Tip of the cap to everybody. Oh. I mean, it's...
Yeah. The poor guys who go 18-2. And it's like, you can't even win.
And then you got to split it up so many different ways.
Yeah.
Man, see, I'm in my one contest, I'm 13-7. I'm feeling pretty good. Like, that's not going to be good enough. 4-1 this week. But that's not going to be, I mean, look at Humans. He's coming up in 40 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Humans is 16-4. So he's averaging one loss per week, and he can't even sniff
where he is.
The cash.
I think I'm in 500th or something in one of them. But Humans has a better record. Yeah. I mean, even last year, I couldn't catch. We're top 20, top 25 with 3 weeks left. And then a couple 2-3s, and we finished 52nd. Well, that would have cashed this year, but not last year. As they change. It's so hard. So hard.
I have two words for everybody this weekend in the NFL. Poor Panthers.
What is Baker?
That is going to be vile and nasty for Carolina.
It should be, right. Blow him out, and he should. I mean, the passes that were knocked down against Arizona, and they don't have a good defense.
Can we bet on that? How many passes will be deflected at the line of scrimmage? The Panthers offense now have to go up against that defense.
Yeah. And I said it yesterday. How do you not run to the window and get the under in the Rams game Sunday against the Cowboys?
Yeah. And it's off the board almost everywhere in Las Vegas. But
I mean, they've done nothing in the second half either of these games on the season, the Rams.
Yeah,
that's something else because they went to sleep in that Atlanta game.
Well, I mean, what did they have? Seven? They allowed 7 sacks last night. And that offensive line, they were down a bunch of guys again. And so you go from getting beaten up all game for the against the 49ers. Now you get to take on the Cowboys front?
Yeah, good luck is right.
All right.
Yeah, both opponents.
The temperature might be cooling off, but fall sports are heating up on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. Now is the perfect time to join Bet Rivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using the code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today. It's a whole new game. We'll recap last night's betting action, more of it with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. And can you believe this? One prominent MLB writer suggested an award could be closer than we think. We'll give you the details coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more. This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're a college football bettor, VSiN has a new podcast that's a must listen. The VSiN College Football Betting Podcast releases 3 episodes every week to fully prepare you as a bettor. Tim Murray, Adam Burke, and Matt Eumanns react to lines as soon as they're released, cover midweek games, discuss line movement, and give a betting breakdown for every major game on Saturdays. Download and subscribe to the College Football Betting Cast today, wherever you get your podcasts. And it's Eumanns' time. He's on fire with his picks. We'll tell you how he's doing in the contest and give you some selections coming up. But first, we must start with the review. How was the Arby's barbecue rib sandwich?
Have you had a chance to try it yet?
No, I have not. I rarely go to Arby's, although they have a nice menu. I have to do a better job of getting Arby's.
Yeah, excellent underrated menu at Arby's, no doubt about it. Ron Skinny Boyles, a professional sports bettor, lived in Vegas for more than 30 years. He's back in Pittsburgh. He texted me last week and said, have you tried the barbecue sandwich yet? I said, no. I'll be honest, the marketing campaign at Arby's really was annoying to me, because if you see the commercial, it starts out where they show 3 McRib sandwiches, and they're saying, look at this pathetic little sandwich, and here's the Arby's McRibs. Arby's rib sandwich. It's a vote of the Supreme Court to eat. So you don't want to mock the fucking McRibs, the wrong thing to do. But I finally got around to trying it yesterday. The rib meat is outstanding, actually. That part of it's better than the McRib. A little short. I think it's good effort.
Yeah, we'll try you back.
Matt, hang tight. The cell phone is no good right now.
Yeah, bad connection. So with the marketing campaign, when you attack the McRib, he's not a favorite, but fan of that. But it is a good menu. You know, that's Ving Rhames does the voiceover work.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so here are the details, by the way, in Matt's Friday night show.
Right, let's do it.
It's worth $25,000. Derek Stevens is putting up all the money for this. It's 16 different handicappers giving out their best bets, 5 bets every week, and which includes a best bet. So Chuck Edel, who comes on this show every single Friday, got off to a rip-roaring start. He cooled down for 1 week anyway. I say cooled down. He's 14-6 now, but 2-2 in his best bets. And the new leader in the clubhouse is the Bear, Chris Felica, who's also 14-6. But how about this? 4-0 overall with his best bets. So now because of that, you get more points with the best bet. He now leads Chuck Edel in the Friday night contest here. It's a really good concept for a
great
show.
Yes.
I was telling Derek Stevens, the owner of Circus Sports, that over the weekend. I'm like, man, you really came through with this one. You and humans with this idea, whoever, everybody else behind it or whatever on the Friday night, late night, weekend action. They replayed in the morning for the East Coast. It's really solid.
It is. It's an excellent job. So Matt is 16-4 and 15-5 in the contest. The 16-4 is top 30 so far in Circa.
Okay, well, that'll get it done.
Not only is he 16-4, he also had a loser with the he had the Raiders, the Arizona.
Oh, boy.
So the kid could be 17-3. So, okay, you went 5-1 last week. Let's stay hot with the picks. Well, you saw what happened last night with the Rams. I mean, Stafford only throwing to two guys. It had four interceptions. Now this nasty Dallas defense comes to town. And Dak wants to play. What do you think of Dallas and L.A.? And you know it'll be all Cowboy fans in Los Angeles Sunday.
Yeah, Stafford stinks right now. And you can see it last night. He looks to Cooper Kupp pretty much primarily and a little bit to Tyler Higbee, and that's about it. That's
yep.
a pretty predictable offense. And the Rams had 57 rushing yards last night. Stafford was sacked seven times. One thing this Dallas defense is really doing is getting after the quarterback. And the Cowboys have allowed four touchdowns in four games. I actually kind of like this bet better if Cooper Rush starts a quarterback instead of Dak, who's mm-hmm. been out a month. But I do like the Cowboys in the dog roll, catching five here. And I think this I bet against the Rams last night. I had the 49ers. I'm not afraid to bet against them again here. I think this Rams team is really struggling, especially offensively, early in the season. By the way, what I was saying was the Arby's rib sandwich, mm-hmm. Derek Carr. And the McRib is Ken the Snake Stabler. That's how I can put that in football terms.
Sure.
I think that's where the phone broke up.
Yeah. Right. Very good. I don't know where the points are coming from in that Rams game either. How about Sunday mm-hmm. night, Ravens at home against the Bengals?
Yeah, quickly, I just think you're going to see a response from the Ravens off that blown lead. A lot of people are focusing on Harbaugh's gamble to go for the touchdown, which I think was right. He was not going to win that game with a field goal. And what proved it was Josh Allen going 77 yards to win the game. The Ravens focus on the positive. They were up on the Dolphins 35-14. They were up on the Bills 20-3. I've got the Ravens as a better team than the Bengals right now. And I think three is a cheap number. So I'm laying it.
A lot of people picked on this network picked Utah to make it to the playoff. The tough loss at Florida mm-hmm. to start. And there's a tough schedule coming up. They have USC at home, but first they have to go to UCLA and win. What do you think happened Saturday?
You know, everybody was betting against UCLA last week against Washington, and I understood that because the Bruins played such a weak schedule to open the season. But Dorian Thompson-Robinson is in his fifth year in Chip Kelly's offense. He's playing like it. He's not making the mistakes he made early in his career. Zach Charbonnet is one of the best running backs in the Pac-12. I actually think this Bruins team was legit. Utah lost its team leader in receptions the previous week to tight end Brant Cates. I think that's going to show up at some point here. I just expect this to be a down-to-the-wire type of game, a field goal game either way. And when you look at Utah last week, yeah, it looks like a blowout on paper, 42-16. But that was a 21-16 game, and the Oregon State quarterback with four picks got out of control. Thompson Robinson's stakes right now, and I think UCLA hangs in it, has a decent shot to win it.
Why do you like Arizona?
Well, Jaden DeLora has been red hot at quarterback for Arizona so far. He's got 1,633 passing yards, 14 TDs, and we're betting against Bo Nix on the road again. He's pretty good at home. He's a disaster on the road. I think this number's way too big. I've got Oregon as a 7.5-point favorite. I'll take the 13 in Tucson. I think Arizona's got a decent shot to win the game straight up.
Yeah, I don't mind this team. I think they're actually pretty decent, Matt.
Uh-huh. Well, they got good wins. If you look at blew out San Diego State, which is nothing special, beat North Dakota State, and blew out Colorado. But this Arizona team is much improved, yep. and I think this number is way too big.
You also like New Mexico and the Mountain West against Wyoming. Why?
Well, we saw the Lobos come to Vegas last week. They were up 17-0 on the Rebels, and they blew it. They lost the game through a late pick six. But Rocky Long is one of the best defensive coaches in college football. He's like the Bill Belichick of the Mountain West. A year ago, the Lobos went to Laramie. They were 14-point dogs, and they shut out the Cowboys. This Wyoming team's really struggling. Got a quarterback, Andrew Peasley, who was 6-for-20 passing, 85 yards last week. I'm not going to say the wrong team is favored here, but I expect New Mexico to win the game, so take the 3.5.
Okay, very good. You can follow Matt on Twitter. He's at MattHumans247, and he does a lot of great stuff on the website as well, writing the columns that come out all the time throughout the week at vsin.com. Matt, have a great week. Thanks for the time today.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
Thank you.
You with him there? You like UCLA in the points?
No. I'd like Utah.
You're on the other side?
A hell of a game, though.
I'm with him on Arizona. It's a good point about Bo Nix on the road. I liked him already.
Mm-hmm.
But Bo Nix is, he's very good. I mean, this Oregon team looks like gangbusters at home. But watch what happens this week when they go. I mean, the Wazoo game was a perfect example.
Well, he played well. The pick six.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
90, I mean, they were going up and down the field on him. No problem.
Yeah, it's not just him. I mean, it's like, so that's been an issue now for the Ducks. Okay, it is time now for the pro tip of the hour. And you get this every single hour available for subscribers at vsin.com. Always be on the lookout for emotional letdown spots. The Braves lost last night 4-0, knowing their magic number is down to 1.
Got in late, too. And I'll give you one today as well. You think there's a letdown with the Phillies? They make the playoffs for the first time since 2011? Also, why would you want to win? Wouldn't you rather go to St. Louis than see DeGrom, Scherzer, or the Braves? Come on.
For sure. And then what about the Brewers today?
Yeah.
Why would the Milwaukee Brewers possibly care about today or tomorrow?
Right. And they see Gallen. Can't believe that price.
I'd love
it's
to see
$1
him no-hit him.
Yeah, right. It's Gallen and you've been eliminated. And he hasn't been playing well anyway.
Who are the Brewers going to throw? Because Burns was supposed
to
go. Burns was supposed to go originally in one of these two games. Why would he throw?
Right. There's no even.
There's no reason to throw the guy.
I think it's Hauser. But it's Gallen. I'm on board. I don't care who it is. They can throw Teddy Higuera.
It drove me nuts last night.
Oh, Lauer.
They're showing Lauer, okay.
Give me Gallen.
I was so involved in getting ready for the football game last night, and as soon as I checked the baseball scores, there's a two-run shot for the Marlins or whatever in the first, and I'm like, my first reaction was, how did we not bet against the Braves today?
Well, you saw they got in at
1:15, 2 o'clock, whatever it was.
If not late, I would say late, early,
was
4.
It whatever? Okay.
Something like, yeah, right.
Okay. That was the pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at vsin.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. Up next, we'll recap again what took place in Monday Night Football last night and some interesting numbers now that 4 weeks are in the books and lessons we learned week 4 in the National Football League. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
October football season in full swing. And for everything you need to know before betting this week, subscribe to VSiN Pro. Full access to everything we do. The picks at a glance recap of the top plays made by every host and guest. Good job, Nigel. Leicester City over, no problem. Season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchups every week all season long. Pro tools like the exclusive betting splits. Get the discounted football special and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription. Bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Quite the performance from the 49ers last night at home against the champs. Rams are not the same team that they were a year ago at this point. I mean, the injuries, the offensive line, they had no chance against that physical front for the 49ers. And Shanahan has owned McVay over the years. And it played out like that again last night. Now, it's actually because when they... when they threw the pass to Kittle in the back of the end zone, which I hated the play call again. I said it in real time on the couch. Yes, I'm playing that kind of dude at home, right? I'm like, what are you doing here? It's Garoppolo. This pass could easily be picked off.
Well, they're not stopping the running game.
Of course.
Come on.
Yes. And then they settle for the field goal, and it's like, okay, Rams, now it's 17-9. What's going to happen? How is it going to play out?
It bothered me, and it bothered a lot of people.
The field goal?
Because it's fourth and one from midfield late in the NFC title game, and he punted.
Yes, he did.
And everyone ripped him the entire offseason.
Uh-huh.
You have a physical team that can run the ball, and then it's third and goal from the one pass, and then fourth and goal from the one, he kicks the field goal.
Well,
this was different than the Baltimore situation. The Baltimore, it's a tie game. And you're at the 3-yard line? There's 4 minutes left and there's bad weather. That's why I was surprised what Harbaugh did here. I mean, this is, you come fourth and goal from the third goal from the one, fourth and goal from the one. You can't kick the field goal.
I have been a big Kyle Shanahan supporter over the years. I mean, I'm telling you, going back to that game, the Broncos game last week, where I thought, again, they were running the hurry up to beat the 2-minute warning. Like, what are
right.
you thinking? That's
right.
completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
And then some of the stuff last night, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just kind of torn on that. But
very conservative, yes. But Jimmy
strange.
Looked good. And Jimmy yes. gets a pass for what happened Sunday night because he didn't have a camp in a preseason. He also complained about his arm hurting. Didn't have the reps. Was told. I mean, they did a great job showing the video last night. It's like, all right, guys, it's been fun. Saying goodbye to the fans in February.
Right.
And then, okay, here it is. Now he's the starting quarterback, but looked good last night. And again, the creativity in the running game, and just you see what the quick throw out to Samuel. Again, if it's blocked properly, good luck. Because how hard he is to bring down.
Oh,
but it's just, but he's too smart of a coach to be that stubborn and conservative.
I agree.
Doesn't make sense.
No, that's why it's almost like conflicting ideals going at the same exact time. I mean, it's.
Right.
I see stuff that I like a lot, and then, other stuff pops up. It's like, wait a second here. Why would you do that all of a sudden?
I know. And McDaniel was the OC last year.
Yeah.
At least.
He was in charge of a lot of the, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would think it's like we should be aggressive and embrace analytics more. But that's a good win. Funny that Howie's owned McVay, and Stafford was horrendous. But they also can't get the running game going as well.
Yeah, that's when good old faithful, as I tweeted out, showed
right.
up last night.
Yep.
And the pick was coming. It took a while for it to get there, but that was the winner last night on minus 115. He could have had four,
mm-hmm.
and he probably could have had minimum two or three pick sixes in the game. I'm not joking.
No, you're exactly right.
Could have, should have, would have had four yep. INTs in the game. And it's all Cup, and it's all Higbee, and then that's it.
Now, what is going on here? Why can't he get on the same page? Why does it even look at Robinson, who's a good wide receiver?
You know what? Here's the thing that we don't see watching the game in real time. This would take some film analysis and watching guys who do this. Maybe Robinson is shot.
I don't think. No. Okay.
There was a problem in Chicago, and now there's a problem with the champs in Los Angeles. Maybe it's a him problem.
But during the All 22, when we saw it in the first couple of games, he's open. He was open week one.
Maybe.
So maybe it's we're doing the same thing here with Trubisky and Pickens. Remember, it's Pickens. Hey, we're open. He's not throwing it to
yeah.
us. But he doesn't even look at this kid. I mean, it's just zeroed in on two guys here.
And I'll say again, Garoppolo, he deserves some damn respect. All he does there is win. That's yep. it. And just people could not wait to kick him out the door and try this unknown kid named Trey Lance the entire time. I mean, what's going to happen? What are we doing at the end of the year when the Niners are 11-6 or 12-2 and they win this division? Because that is absolutely in play. They're that good of a team. Right now, it depends on a lot of football left. Right now, I have them pegged as the second best team in the. It's not. Last night has nothing to do with it. I mean, it was good to see Garoppolo better, but I've been high on the Niners for like four consecutive years now. They've had some bad injury luck. I loved them. I had futures across the board on this team last year. Thought they were the best team in the NFC. And I'm right there. It's the Eagles and then the 49ers, and then you can pick it apart after that.
I would agree with that. That team we saw last night and all the talent that they have, second best team in the NFC. Now, the question, can they stay healthy? That's the other thing. Just snake bit with all these injuries the last couple of years. But you should have won the Super Bowl. Then you had all the injuries, and then you should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. But you go to the NFC title game. So the division's fascinating. It's everyone's 2-2.
Yeah.
And everyone, the guy, Arizona sucks. They're going, what a 2-2. I mean, this is, right? They can't win at home, and I expect the Eagles to beat them. But this, and I say what you want about Kingsbury, and there's a lot not to like, but this guy's won, they have won at least 10 of their last 11 road games, yep. which is kooky with Arizona.
So what does this say about what the Lions have done here? Because they have some common opponents here, right, in this division?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, the Seahawks. The Seahawks playing the 49ers, right?
Couldn't
this
do a
elite
damn
defense
thing. Couldn't,
couldn't
do a damn
move
thing.
The ball an inch against this team.
Didn't score. It was a blocked field goal return.
Yeah, that was
touchdown.
It. That was yeah. it. And then look at this past week.
Yeah.
550 yards against the Lions. So, I mean, is the Niners defense that good? Is the Lions defense that bad? Is it somewhere in between? Because, I mean, the Seahawks look like no rust, no problem.
No, no. I haven't changed my mind. Seattle's defense is still all-time bad. They didn't have Swift and St. Brown. They still scored 45 on them. Okay? But Seattle's defense is horrendous. Detroit's defense is all-time bad.
It is.
But
that'll tell you about maybe how good this 49ers defense is.
I was just going to go there. Right. I mean, number one, the impressive thing is the first half numbers. It's like, what, 48-6. They've outscored their opponents in the first half.
Crazy.
And you see how the Chicago game, right? The only thing they give up the fluke touchdown on the broken play from Fields from 50 yards. That's all they allowed there. They shut down Wilson and Denver, which I know there are other struggles, but at least they look confident.
Oh, they should have won the game.
Against the Raiders. They blew the game. But again, that was Garoppolo who had, he was rusty. And then what they did last night, Rams couldn't get in the end zone. Great job there. And then also what they did shutting down Seattle. So now here comes Baker Mayfield. Oh, you're right. Good luck. I mean, this between the sacks and the interceptions, and they harassed Stafford all game long, and now you got Baker in that offense that can't do it. You couldn't move the ball against Arizona. Think about that. And now you got to take on the 49ers. So 49ers here, I know a tough schedule and a backloaded business, but you think they should get to 11 wins and maybe win that division.
And now look at that point spread. They are laying 6 today.
Mm-hmm.
The total is 39 or 39.5 across the board. Lane 6. Does it go any higher?
No, who do I take away, right? I have the Wilson power running game. I have
How
Samuel.
Fast was
I
he on that
Kittle.
Touchdown run last night?
I know.
Night.
Forget it. There's so much talent
and
on that
And by the
team.
Way, that's the beauty of Jimmy Garoppolo. He knows that he needs to get the ball out of his hands immediately. And it's quick passes. Like, I got Ayuk. Right. It's quick, short, underneath stuff. And then my guys are so good, they can break tackles and make stuff happen with the yak. Just get it to Debo. Get it to Ayuk. I'd like to see him get it to Kittle a little bit more, to be honest.
I know. That's
he needs to be more involved in the offense.
Well, can you imagine with the play action? You get him out on a bootleg, roll him out. Kittle should be wide open having a snack over there.
But just that's the total key to this game plan, right?
Yeah.
For this team. Key, decisiveness. Go out there. Don't screw around. Get the ball out of my hands right now. Because, you know, after that, who knows what can happen if I hang on to it for a little bit too long. But they're not. I mean, what are the Panthers going to do in this game offensively?
They shouldn't do a damn thing. Can't get McCaffrey going either. I don't think they'll do much of anything.
No, I know the spot here is you just played your A game pretty much. Well, that was a pretty damn good game across the board for
yeah,
the
49ers. Yeah, short week travel across
short
the
week,
country.
That's exactly right.
That. Yeah, yep. Maybe.
So there's that.
Can McVay fix this? Is there buyer remorse here about I should have gone to the booth and gone to taking all that TV money?
Well, they look broken right now. I'm not going to give up on them yet, but Sunday's big.
Because Sunday is big coming up. Now they get the next three at home. It's Dallas, another home game, bye week, and then the Niners again.
Yep.
And then 49er Nation will take over that stadium too.
Yep. How about this for a prediction? What if the Niners shut out the Panthers this weekend? It's a late game again in Carolina. Thanks, NFL. Let's say it's 23-0. Panthers do absolutely nothing.
Right.
Matt Rule fired after the game?
I can't believe he's here.
Okay.
I think that's enough. It's enough.
Here's Panthers head coach for the time being, Matt Rule, this week asked about his job security.
If I make it about me, I'm not really the coach that I want to be and who I say I am. It's always about the players. It's always about our team. You know, we're 1-3. You know, with this team, we've had some close ball games. We had a chance last night. It just wasn't good enough last night. So as the head coach, I'll always, you know, stand up first and put it on my shoulders. But I think at the end of the day, we're just going to keep trying to get better.
No, it's been a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, that stat, that when the opponent scores at least 17 points, he's 1-26.
Oh, it's so
you
bad.
Can't blame all these quarterbacks and the offensive coordinators. It's got to be you and head coach. That's a travesty.
I actually think the defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they have some good talent on that side of the ball.
Well, the game they won, they got the early defensive touchdown against New Orleans.
It's just, so, how many times have we seen this before with good defenses in the past where it's so frustrating, where you keep the team in the game for so long and the offense has nothing to offer and it breaks your spirit. Like, we're putting you in good position here to actually put some points on the board and you give us nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough, man. The dam's going to break at some point.
Should be losses coming, too. Niners, Rams, Buccaneers.
Oh, he doesn't. That might be the guy. He might not make Halloween.
He shouldn't.
There are plenty of good college jobs right now. I've seen enough. He shouldn't be a pro coach. He was awesome at Baylor. He was very good at Temple. He belongs in college.
Great at Temple.
Yes, he was.
Yep.
That's where you go back there. You're better for the sport if you go back to college football. We'll look at today's Major League Baseball card and a look at what the Mets are now staring right in the face coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more. This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Your next win is brewing. Play free fantasy baseball, football, and basketball with draft time matchups presented by Miller Lite. Draft wins in 13 contests and compete for your share of $41,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/MillerLite to get in on the action. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, 21 over. DraftKings.com for details. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a tweet from Jake Miller. By the way, we're on Twitter. You can always tweet us, at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Jake says, I believe Reich gets fired if the Colts lose Thursday night.
Oh!
Long prep week for the interim coach going into week 6. Colts have the Jags and Titans on deck. The front office will try to salvage the season. I thought about that earlier today on the way in with him because it's going to be a primetime game, Amazon Prime, and Jim Irsay already is all red-faced and not happy. I could see that happening.
Wow.
What if it's ugly and everybody, all eyes in the, are on it? Okay. Yeah. And this is also from Matthew, who says, I seem to recall when you said that Jimmy Garoppolo was terrible, the rant that you went on after the NFC title game. He was terrible in that game, and he also was not 100%.
Oh, multiple injuries.
Yeah. He was terrible in that game due to the injuries. Overall, he's not terrible. They're two totally different things.
Yeah.
What are you looking at with the Mets? This is fascinating.
Yeah, well, ESPN had a good breakdown of how this was this past weekend was one of the biggest regular season series in over a decade. And because of the format this year, how enormous that was. And the Mets just needed one game. One. Because of the tiebreaker. And they got swept. But just, and now there's still a chance because Atlanta, magic number's one, but they have two left, and the Mets have the doubleheader today. But outside of eliminating the risk of having your season end 3 days into the playoffs, the biggest key in avoiding the wild card series is what it does to your rotation for the next round, especially since there are fewer off days in this year's postseason after the schedule was condensed because of the lockout. The best of five, for example, will be played over a potential 6 days rather than seven. This was enormous what happened, and many people, myself included, said the Mets cannot win the World Series now because of what happened. But here's, I mean, here's how the rotation lines up now because of what happened. So
well,
you
that,
go,
that,
you,
that's a reach, though, because clearly a wild card team can win the World Series.
No, I don't think it can be done now because of this format.
You don't think ever again?
Because of how the condensed... No, this year, because of the condensed schedule and because you have to go... See, for example, they're going to have to throw DeGrom Friday, Scherzer Saturday, if necessary, Bassett. Then they play the mighty Dodgers. So not, you blow the division. Now you have to beat the Padres, which is no gimme. And then you're going to have to beat the Dodgers in a best of five, and you only throw DeGrom and Scherzer once. Not impossible, but you're up against it. And then all you got to do it again, maybe take on Atlanta. And that's condensed in those games. There's no off days. And oh, by the way, I got DeGrom with a blister, and I have DeGrom and Scherzer who are always hurt. So you go DeGrom game one, Scherzer game two, if necessary, Bassett game three. Then you throw Walker or Carrasco or Bassett Tuesday, Wednesday DeGrom, Scherzer Friday, then Bassett, Walker, Carrasco, and then, if it's necessary, the pivotal game five, which would be Sunday, you're throwing the game one guy. It's just how it breaks down. There's no off days, and everything's condensed, and you can use your best pitcher once only. It was enormous. I mean, the same thing if the Braves blow this. They would have to go Max Fried Friday, Kyle Wright Saturday, Morton, if necessary, Sunday. If they advance, it'd be Elder or Odorizzi or Morton, then Max Wright. So if it goes five, you have to beat the mighty Dodgers, going to win 110 games, and you only see Max or Wright one time. And then somehow, if you survive that, you got to win another round, and there's no off days. Crazy.
So what you're saying is you need to find a way to parlay the Mets' no to win the National League with a bunch of other stuff that you can do. You can do cross-sport props here at Circa. That's what you need to be doing. You should cross-sport parlay the Mets no on the National League with a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
To get creative.
Yeah. You could do the 3-day rest thing, but that just has not worked out at all. And they also broke down DeGrom's numbers on short rest, and it's not even good on 4 days. So it's just...
What would you do? Okay, if you're Cohen, what would you do in the offseason with DeGrom?
Oh, gone. Forget about it. Get Verlander. Out. Done.
And go get Verlander.
I talked to Mets fans. They've had enough of this guy. It's always something with them. And it's also a great season. The fact that the Mets were able to do this with DeGrom out for much of the season. Scherzer was hurt. And they still won 100 games. Hell of a job by the Mets. But no, you can't go to war with that guy.
How much money are you going to pay 38-year-old Justin Verlander?
I'm not going to give DeGrom $40 million a year. No way. I can't count on him.
Well, somebody's going to.
Go ahead.
You'd be comfortable.
I'm not doing that.
You'd be comfortable with him going. What if he would go to the Braves?
So be it. I'll take Verlander. I don't care how old he is.
At 38,
I can count
take
on
him.
That guy. Look, the season he just had.
What, a 1-year contract? 2-year contract?
Whatever he wants to do.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. I don't have a problem doing that. I'm not giving DeGrom anything. I'm not going to give DeGrom that kind of money. He's always hurt.
Hold on. What do you mean by anything? You're not going to give him anything.
I'm not going to give him that kind of money. What, $40, $50 million a year or a long-term deal?
So if you had your choice of your Cohen between DeGrom and Judge, you'd say it's not even a debate. You're going to go Judge all day long. Like if Judge...
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course you're going to.
Five-day play, yeah.
That's a no-brainer. But you have to decide. I mean, you're not going to kick DeGrom to the curb. That's... Come on, Paul. That's a complete overreaction.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Mitch.
He's always hurt.
2 months ago, you called him the best pitcher in baseball, man.
Yeah, when he's out there, he's never healthy. He couldn't beat the freaking A's. He's got a blister.
Well, how many times have you changed your mind on the Mets this season alone? 20?
What do you mean? No, I haven't. They're a good team.
No, you haven't?
Yes, I have.
All year long, you've been saying it's the Mets, the Mets, the Mets, the Mets.
Yeah.
They got the tiebreaker going in the Braves series. They have nothing to
and
worry
they blew
about.
It. And
then
they blew
get
it.
Swept.
Yeah, they
and now
blew
you're
it.
Panic time. That's all I'm saying
I
to you.
I just told you about the schedule, Mitch.
Okay, I know
it's
that.
It's all
but
about
you,
the schedule.
But you change your mind on a daily basis with this team is what I'm saying.
They
every
were a good
single
team.
Day, something
I,
different.
I didn't think they'd blow it. They
and
got
now
swept.
I'm hearing, now I'm hearing the Mets have no chance in the National League.
Because of the schedule, yes.
It happens every year in baseball.
No, it doesn't. They don't have the schedule like
okay,
this.
But it's a one-off. But again, what are the Dodgers automatically coming out of the National League? We live and breathe.
You think I'm the only guy to say the Mets can't win
no,
the World Series
No, because they're Mets
now?
Fans. They're Mets fans, and they're panicking.
I don't. Not Russo's not. Guys like that
oh.
aren't. They're baseball guys.
Okay.
I just told you how hard it is with the schedule now. I have to go, and the Padres are no joke. I have to beat the Padres just to get in that position to face the Dodgers, which is a best of seven. I only see Scherzer and DeGrom once.
But a month ago, the Padres had no chance, I thought. Right?
Yeah, they weren't playing well, yeah. But it's still a tough out. Still a tough out.
I understand about the DeGrom stuff. I get it with the injuries. But you can't say there's no way, no, how I'm bringing this guy back.
Well, I also can't say stuff on the air, which I've been told, right, organizational stuff too.
Okay.
But there, I cannot give him that kind of money when I can't depend on the guy. I mean, it's just enough already. A freaking blister? You can't hold a 3-run lead against the Oakland A's who suck? That's unacceptable. He blows that game, biggest game of the season. They also did it to themselves too, though. You can't get swept by the Cubs. You can't lose 2 out of 3 to the Nationals at home. Can't do it. It was all set up for him with DeGrom, Scherzer, and Bassett, and they got swept. And the Braves stick it to them every year, and they stuck it to them again.
Well, you know what? Maybe they should have done something at the deadline, too.
That's true. That's fair.
That was
Marte
possible.
Marte got hurt. That was a fluke injury.
That was bad.
They had some bad luck. But that's also, what are you going to do? What did I say yesterday? The Braves went 76-32. I mean, what?
You got to be
it's
better.
It's unbelievable.
You just got to be better.
They're going to win 100 games and get a set of steak knives. So.
Yeah.
But there are no days off here. You hardly have any rest. And also, it speaks to the depth. Can you go to war with Carrasco and Walker and these guys too? But who do you trust in the Dodgers rotation?
That,
it's tough.
I would say this time of year, Carrasco is absolutely shaky. Now, having said that, Carrasco was big in many, many spots throughout the regular season where he would actually go out there and win a big game. But I don't know if that can be the case in October. Walker too? I think you're going to have to tell these guys to suck it up.
There's something wrong with them.
Scherzer's going to have to be ready to go every 4 days.
Yeah, I know.
I know what you said about the 3-day thing doesn't work, but and maybe DeGrom can't do it with the blister. I understand that. You can't force the guy out there when he can't grip a baseball.
He's giving up home runs, and I know.
But we're going to have to see Mad Dog Max Scherzer. Just he's going to pitch one day. He's going to have to give him 7 strong,
yep.
Strike out like 10, and say, look, well, Max, you got to be ready to go in 4 days. That's it. That's the bottom line.
Hello. That's my point, too. What happened last year? The Dodgers, these guys had too much. Max Scherzer had the dead arm then in the playoffs, and they couldn't count on him.
Yeah.
It's just that wear and tear in all these games and that packed schedule in the playoffs is going to get you, and that's why it's going to get the Mets because of what you can't trust these guys and the short. I don't blame them, too, though, with the short turnaround in all these games. It's going to get them. And the history of their record on short rest, especially DeGrom.
What do you think? You know what? We got to do the math on that. What are the true odds the Mets can actually still win this division? Just parlay every single game against the Mets and on the Mets and against the Braves going forward.
1, 2, 3. You got to hit a five-team parlay. You have to have a five-team parlay.
Yep.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get in on the football action this season with the Hulu Live TV Football Extravaganza. Compete free for a share of $55,000 in 2 ways. Predict what will happen in 3 college football pools. Then make your picks for 8 fantasy NFL contests. Head to DraftKings.com/HuluNFL to play free. Hulu Plus live TV, like cable, only better. DraftKings.com for details.
It is Follow the Money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Welcome in. We're going to start this hour talking some National Football League as the great Ross Tucker joins the program, host of the Even Money podcast. He's on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL and myfrontpagestory.com. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Morning. I'm doing fantastic. Had another great week. Up 6 units on the Even Money betting podcast, which is great. And I would have been up 10 if it wasn't for that Hufanga pick six last night because I had the Rams in a teaser. So that was a, unfortunately, that was a damper to what was an awesome weekend for me.
Well, Ross, you are not alone in that one because I also had the Rams on a teaser leg last night. So that was no good. You live and work quite a bit around the, you know, Philly area in Pennsylvania. You know both these teams quite well that are in that state. Let's begin with the team in the NFC, the best team in that conference so far, the Eagles, 4-0 right now, only undefeated team left in the entire league. If they have a weakness, now that we're into November at this point, what is it?
It's a really good question because I'm not sure they have one. I guess I would say if we're nitpicking, I'll give you three. I think their special teams could be a little bit better. I think they've had too many penalties, and they don't have a lot of playoff experience the last couple of years. That's about it. You know, Jalen Hurts doesn't have a lot of playoff experience, just the one game last year. But, guys, I mean, I think they objectively have the best roster in the NFL. And if you look at every single position group, right now, at least, they're top 10, every single position group. The receivers, the tight end Goddard is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The O-line's probably the best in the league. Jalen Hurts is playing like a top 10 guy. Miles Sanders has been outstanding. Defensively, you can say the same thing for the D-line, the linebackers. Secondary's been amazing. Bradbury and Slay at corner. I mean, it's kind of remarkable because
it's well said.
2 years ago, they were 4-11-1.
Yeah.
And even last year, Eagles fans were really complaining about, like, the corners, the linebackers, the receivers. And now, guys, I think you can realistically say it's the best corners they've had in a long time. It's the best linebackers they've had in a while. And it's maybe the best receivers they've had ever with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. It's kind of wild that the same position groups that people were complaining about a year ago are now – some of the best franchises ever had.
Phenomenal answer. Also, kudos to you before the season for saying, watch out for Hurts. It's the first time since high school he's been in the same system back-to-back years. I think they should get the one seed with the easy schedule the rest of the way. Who's the second best team in the NFC then?
I think it's the Bucs. Yeah, I think it's the Bucs. I don't know what happened to Tampa Bay defensively Sunday night against the Chiefs. I mean, I guess Mahomes happened to them because he was incredible. But the Bucs defense had been awesome until Sunday night, and they started to get some of their weapons back, like Mike Evans and Julio and Godwin, and you can see the Bucs offensively looking better. I think that's the team that's the biggest threat right now to the Eagles. The Packers clearly have issues. The Rams clearly have issues. Not a very impressive conference, by the way. It makes it even better for the Eagles that their schedule is what it is, and that they're in the NFC as opposed to the AFC, where I think Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore are all very good.
Totally agree. You know, I'm not trying to overreact to what we watched last night, because I'm really high in the 49ers. I have been now for years. Where would you put San Francisco? Kind of right below Tampa Bay, I'm guessing, then?
Yeah, well, the way their defense is playing, yep, they're going to be in the mix too, for sure. Yeah, I think that's what's interesting about this season. I remember talking to you guys about this earlier in the season, or maybe even before it started, and just saying that it felt like the NFC was ripe for the picking for sort of one of these teams with longer odds, right? Like the Vikings or the Niners. It just feels to me like it's not going to be the Bucs, Rams, or Packers. It's going to be the Eagles or the Vikings or the Niners. One of these, I guess, up-and-coming teams, I think, has a great chance to make a run in the postseason and get to the Super Bowl.
Yep, agreed. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Ross Tucker, host of the Even Money podcast on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. He's also with MyFrontPageStory.com. So the other team in your state, obviously the Steelers. I don't know how they let that game slip away against the Jets on Sunday, but here we are regardless with one win on the season. They went to Kenny Pickett, the 20th overall pick in the second half. I'm excited about this. My eyeballs told me right away in the second half, this kid's going to take chances. He was willing to open it up a little bit. What do you, like, let's assume for a second that Tomlin's going to make the right choice here and go with Pickett moving forward. I know it's the Bills coming up, but what would you anticipate seeing from Kenny Pickett here if he's going to be the guy moving forward?
Yeah, so first of all, that's a terrible loss for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
I mean, you're up by 10 points in the second half against Zach Wilson and the Jets, and you let Zach Wilson go on 270-plus yard touchdown marches to beat you like that in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's a bad, bad loss. And I just noticed on DraftKings before I came on with you guys, the Steelers are 14-point underdogs. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 14-point underdogs in an NFL game. Somebody tweeted, because I put that on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, somebody tweeted me that it's the first time they've been that big an underdog since 1978. Which doesn't make sense to me, because wasn't 78 when they went to the Super Bowl? But anyway, that's what somebody said. It's the first time they're this big of underdog since 78. I do think it will be Pickett. I'd be shocked if Tomlin at this point went back to Trubisky. And I think Pickett, there's going to be some good and bad. I think he's going to be more willing to run than Trubisky was. I think he will take more chances in terms of giving his guys a chance in one-on-one opportunities. The only thing I wonder about, after three interceptions in his first game in the NFL, I wonder if he gets a little gun shy. Because you know they're going to be talking with him about ball security, taking care of the football. I'll be curious to see how aggressive he is against the Bills. But this is going to be a lost season for the Steelers. And that never happens to them. Mm-hmm. I'd be shocked if Tomlin keeps his winning season streak going. They're not winning 9 football games. That's not happening with this team this year, especially not with the TJ Watt injury. So it's a good year for them to get the kinks out, so to speak, with Kenny Pickett, get some rookie mistakes out of the way so he can learn and grow and hopefully be a lot better for them next year.
Johnson even said it's a rebuilding year. So that's where the Steelers are at. A lot of people were concerned about you last time you came on. You had that wedding, but you had to do your game first on Saturday, and the game went to overtime. Did you make the win?
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Can you believe that? I mean, it lined up perfectly that I was going to be up at West Point, be able to get there right when happy hour started, which is always like the best part of the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Army-UTSA game goes to overtime. It was a four-hour game. 4 hours. The one time that I have a wedding to get to. And Army lost the game. UTSA won in overtime. So that was not ideal, but I still had a lot of fun at my cousin's wedding. It still was amazing that it happened to be right off the highway from on my way home. It was like she set up the whole wedding for me to be able to go.
Yeah. Have you done any like betting yet? Any early leans or bets for week 5 in the NFL?
You know, it's a very interesting board right now, guys. So many of the games right now are right on 3 and right on 7. It doesn't feel like you see that very often, right? A lot of times it feels like it goes down to 2.5, mm-hmm. and then maybe you have a good teaser option, or it goes up to 3.5 or 7.5. Right now, when I was looking at it, there was a lot of 3s and a lot of 7s on the board. I do like the Colts. Thursday night,
okay,
getting 3.5 against the Broncos. I don't think the Broncos are very good. The Colts can't possibly be this bad, can they? I mean, this bad with Matt Ryan as their quarterback. So I always love getting 3.5, so I kind of like that. You know, I kind of like Dallas as well.
I do too.
Getting the 4 points. The way that defense is playing, Cooper Rush takes care of the football. I don't like what I'm seeing right now from the Rams. So the two I like the most right now are probably the Colts getting the 3.5 Thursday night, and then the Cowboys getting 4 in L.A. against the Rams on Sunday.
Ross, we have a good minute left here. You know, we're in October now. Soon it's going to be holiday season, and MyFrontPageStory.com is a great consideration for gifts. Why don't you give it a pop and tell everybody why it's such a cool idea?
Well, that's why I love this show. That's why I love coming on with you guys. Not only do you let me mention My Front Page Story, you actually show it on the screen for people that are watching. You show images of different people, usually women, getting their stories. All I can tell any guy out there listening, whether it's a birthday or anniversary, or if you just want to get ahead of the game in terms of the holidays, there will never be anything you can give your mom or your significant other better than a story that's all about them. And just to say, hey, I want to do something special. So I had a story written about you. That is so money. It's not even funny. And then when they read the quotes in the story, they cry every time.
Yeah.
Like, they literally cry every time. I will almost guarantee on your show that if a guy gets this for his wife, she will cry. Like, happy tears. She'll be so happy.
The Ross Tucker.
MyFrontPageStory.com.
There you go. The Ross Tucker guarantee on tears.
Sure.
You're the best. Thanks for popping on today. We appreciate it.
See you, dudes.
Yep, there you
go.
Thanks,
buddy.
And the Even Money podcast as well. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.